This is Sean with Voices Live On and Voices of Wedding and Events. And I'm speaking with Jen. How are you doing, Jen?
I'm great.
So you have worked for a facility. It's the Avon Wedding and Event Barn. Is that correct? And you've been there for about 3 years?
Yes.
And so why don't you tell me a little backstory about the barn? You were talking about the owners, and I think that's a really neat story about how it all got started.
Okay. I met Jim and Dorinda Dragon, the owners of Avon Wedding and Event Barn, several years ago. We went to church together, and they went on mission trips a lot, and my daughter went with them on these mission trips, and she knew that I had been an event planner for about 18 years and talked to me about coming over to learn more about the barn. And the reason that I decided to start there is because of their story. Jim and Dorinda Dragon had their very first date at the wedding barn when it was still a regular barn with Clydesdale horses and a milking station and the whole thing. On a Saturday night, and it was a hoedown, and they have one of those love at first sight kind of stories, because he proposed to her that Wednesday, right after their first date. She said yes, and 21 grandchildren, 7 children later, the property came up for sale, and sight unseen, they decided to buy it because that property and that barn specifically was part of their love story. So as the children were growing and they were raising their kids there, the second youngest daughter decided she wanted to have her wedding at the barn and asked her parents to fix it up, so they did. And then another daughter asked, they did, and other people said, you should turn this into an event barn. And it really was all part of God's plan for them, because their passion for Christian ministry and missionaries, they decided to go ahead and open the barn as a venue for events and weddings to support Christian ministry. So the thing that I love the most about working there is that everything that I do to generate income does go to help people in our community and across our borders, and bring people to the Lord and give them their meet their needs. And so it's really such a bigger picture than just an event barn.
That's beautiful. So what are the different type of events that you have at the facility?
Well, we mostly do weddings. So there's about 60 to 70 average weddings every year. And we also do events. And the events can range from quinceañeras and sweet 16 birthday parties, anniversaries. Church services have events that they want to do at a different location, and so they use our barn. We also do corporate Christmas parties and family Christmas parties.
Okay.
So just about anything.
Now, as far as how does the catering work?
We have a preferred vendor list, and this is something that's pretty cool. We encourage our couples to use the preferred vendor list, and we've partnered with these vendors, whether it be food or bar or DJs, photographers and so on, that they, we make sure they're high quality, of course, and they're on our list. We encourage our couples to use them, and we offer the couples a discount if they use them. And I advertise then for these vendors, and they pay a 10% fee every time they're hired. And all that money goes toward the ministry again. So it's pretty neat. It comes full circle. The vendors get a lot of business and a lot of advertisement. The couples save money, and the missionaries win more.
That's beautiful. That's great. All right. Well, that was a really nice overview. I want to do another segment about your connection with DJ Connection, but I appreciate the overview, and thanks, Jen.
Yeah.